Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from the book of Isaiah and talk to you about falling down. You'll see what I mean. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 4, where we read this. Without me, they shall bow down among the prisoners, and they shall fall among the slain. The mighty Assyrian Empire threatened the kingdom of Israel, and Israel was not ready to face the threat. They were not ready politically, militarily, or most of all, they weren't ready spiritually. Their only hope was to rely utterly upon the Lord God, but they wouldn't do that. Sadly, Israel wanted to be independent of their God, and their declaration of independence, well, that was going to be their ruin. But the ruin didn't have to come directly from the hand of an avenging God. In declaring their independence from God, Israel sowed the seeds of their own destruction. When the Assyrian threat came, all God had to do was let Israel stand on their own two feet. And they couldn't stand at all. They would soon fall down. That's why God says here in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 4, without me they shall bow down among the prisoners, and they shall fall among the slain. All God had to do to bring extreme judgment on Israel was to withdraw his protection. The Lord declared, without me, you have no hope before your enemies. For a long time, Israel lived without God in their worship and their obedience, and soon they would stand before their enemies without God. It's a painful truth. When we reject God long enough, he will give us exactly what we want. We don't realize how much we need God until we stand where the Israelites stood and find ourselves without God. Tragically, they could not stand at all. Instead, as our verse says, they would bow down. When the Assyrians conquered other nations, it wasn't enough for them just to win a military victory. The Assyrians had a perverse pleasure in humiliating and subjugating their conquered foes. They did everything they could to bring them low. And here God says, you rejected me, so without me, you shall bow down in humiliation and degradation before your enemies. Now, please understand, bowing down isn't always a bad thing. One of the Hebrew words commonly translated worship in the Old Testament is shakah. It means to bow down, to reverently bow or stoop, to pay homage to. But Isaiah chapter 10, verse 4 uses another word for bow down, the Hebrew word kara. It isn't a good word. It means to sink, to drop, to bring low, or to subdue. You see, Israel had a choice. They could bow down in a good way before their loving God, or they could be bowed down in a humiliated, low way before their enemies. Which would it be? You see, this reminds me of Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11, where the Apostle Paul said that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Everybody's going to bow down before God one way or another. We might say that we will either bow down now willingly before the Lord in worship, or it will be said of us, without me they shall bow down, and it will be in suffering and humiliation. So today, set your course. Which will it be? I say, bow down and worship the Lord God now, willingly, and receive blessing from it. That blessing can be yours today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.